It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. Something mysterious is killing the nation's honeybees, and it's alarming scientists and beekeepers who first noticed this strange die-off last year. Now, the bizarre syndrome, which researchers have dubbed colony collapse disorder, has spread to nearly half the states and is responsible for killing as many as 90% of the hives in some places, and there have been similar reports from Europe as well. The rapid die-offs here put more than a third of U.S. food crops in peril, because without honeybees, many fruits, vegetables, and nut trees wouldn't get pollinated. Jerry Hayes is chief of the apiary section at Florida's Department of Agriculture. We gave him a buzz on his cell phone in a research field outside of Gainesville. Hi there, Jerry.
How you doing, Steve?
Hey, I think I can hear some bees. Are you wearing your protective hood and uniform now?
Yes, if you can see me right now, I have a white jacket on and a veil, and there are thousands of bees in the air. Let me walk over here to one of the colonies, and maybe you can even hear better.
So, now, this colony collapse disorder, I gather the first case of this was found in Florida last fall.
Yes, actually, the first reported case to me was late last summer in Florida, and it's just gotten more confusing and frustrating as the months have gone by.
So the mystery then continues. If you could please describe the disorder for me. I mean, what do the bees look like when they die?
Well, and that's the problem. The bees are leaving the colonies and not coming back. They're actually disappearing as if the adult workers, the foragers, are going out and not remembering how to get home. So there aren't any dead bodies, as you would see in a pesticide kill or something. The hives basically dwindle over time as bees leave the colony and don't return, which is highly unusual for a social insect like the honeybee because they are very colony-oriented, want to take care of their brood, the queen. So to leave a colony and not come back is highly unusual.
So we were looking at some laboratory results from researchers that have been studying this colony collapse disorder. And it looks like they're finding some very high levels of bacteria, viruses, and fungi in the guts of the bees. That's quite a potpourri of pathogens.
Yes, and all these are normal organisms that are associated with honeybee colonies, but the honeybee's immune system seems to be being compromised and allowing these what would be normal organisms in a honeybee to proliferate and maybe causing some of the final death stages.
There's some suggestions that it could be due to some chemicals that are used on plants, and these chemicals, in fact, have been banned in Europe. What are you finding?
You know, the ultimate answer on that is still out, but yes, you're right, Steve. There is a class of insecticides called neonicotinoids, of which an active ingredient called imidacloprid has been banned in some countries in Europe because of its association with damaging pollinators. It has a tendency to, at least in the European data, to have the bees forget how to get home. And so this is one of the components that we're seeing here, and these neonicotinoids, this imidacloprid, is used pervasively in agriculture in the U.S., primarily as a systemic. So it does what it's supposed to do on harmful agricultural pests, but it's also working its way through the plant up into the flowers and getting into the nectar in doses that will not kill a honeybee outright. But so the question is, what are chronic, long-term, 24/7, 365 exposures doing to the honeybees, and is this a component of the problem?
So there is some indication that that these chemicals may be inducing these bees to, lose their memory. They can't find their way home.
Well, yeah, and if you look at the literature, this imidacloprid is used on another social insect, the termite. Termites are a social insect just like honeybees and have a very organized nest and colony. The imidacloprid that is used in termite colonies causes death by a couple different means. One of them is that the termites go out to feed and they can't remember how to get home, and it causes them to be susceptible to natural organisms in their own nest colony. So if you extrapolate to honeybees, this is kind of a scary thing.
People eat a modest amount of honey, but they seem to be crucial to agriculture. Can you explain?
Yes, we think of honeybees as producing honey, and honey is a wonderful food. Comes in great varieties and is wonderful, but it's a byproduct of pollination. Without honeybees and other pollinators to take pollen from one flower to another flower to fertilize the seed, the plant then has no inclination to build a fruit around that seed. So if you don't have honeybees, about a third of the food you and I eat every day would disappear. And Albert Einstein, a guy a lot smarter than I am, said that if honeybees became extinct, human society would follow in 4 years. We're all connected here, and so one of my questions is, are honeybees the canary in the coal mine here? Are they exhibiting things because of agricultural and environmental toxins that we should be paying more attention to as humans?
Jerry Hayes is chief of the apiary section with Florida's Department of Agriculture. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve, and appreciate the opportunity to tell you how important honeybees are.
You can hear our program anytime on our website or get a download for your iPod or MP3 player. The address is loe.org. That's loe.org. You can reach us at comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. Our postal address is 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. And you can call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988.